And something else we used to do was take, it would take someone who knew how to do this. They would take a post and sink it into the ground, this big, say 10, 12 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
To about this height. Then they would take a long pole and they would bore a hole in that pole and they would have, I suppose they must have had a bolt or something extending from that post that they had put into the ground. And that long pole would be, say, 20 feet long. And it would be, they would nail a cross piece on the end of it. And we would get on that thing and go round and round. You would run, see, until you get going real fast. And then you'd hop up on it, and you'd go to ride. That was a merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you call it any other?
No, we called it a merry-go-round.
Huh. Well, we're talking about seesaw. If you saw some kids out there, you know, playing on one, what would you say they were doing?
Say they were seesawing. Mm. Because that's what we played.
Okay, what would you call a, we're playing games, you know, where you get two pieces of rope hanging from a tree and then put a board at the bottom?
Swing.
Mm-hmm.
We had one made from a chain. Mm-hmm. It was a well chain. And then had a board in the end that you put in there.
Mm-hmm. Did you know of any other names?
No.
Okay. Let me ask, what did you know, in the morning get up and start the fire? If you had coal, what would you carry it in?
You'd carry a scuttle if you had one. If you didn't, you carried it in a bucket.
Okay.
Scuttle was better because you could pour it, but we didn't use coal.
No, you just had the wood?
We had wood. In town, they used coal. Mm-hmm. In Pelham, Meigs, and Camilla, they used coal.
What runs from, say, the stove to the chimney? You know, where's the stove here?
Stove flue or stove pipe.
Is there a difference between the two?
No, it's the same thing. Actually, I think that stovepipe is that piece of sheet metal
mm-hmm.
that you buy, and I think possibly the flue is what you stick it into that goes on in the chimney.
Uh-huh.
But we call it stovepipe.
What did you used to use to carry things around? It had one wheel.
A wheelbarrow.
Did you call it by anything else when you were younger?
No.
How about, you know, when you get a knife that's really dull and you want to sharpen it up, what did you use?
A whetstone.
Not a razor sharpener.
You still do.
Yep, they work great.
Yes, they do. Now this one, my husband wore one out and he bought this one, and I have a bat, won't do that. We also had a grinding rock
mm-hmm.
that you sharpened axes on.
Grinding rock.
It was a big. I suppose it must have been a piece of sandstone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably.
That was cut, you know, that round,
mm-hmm.
and it was mounted so that you could take a panel and turn it round and round. And that was your job if you were a child, while your father or your big brother stood there and held the axe just so that he could sharpen it. And you had to keep water dripping on it.
Keep the shavings coming off.
And they called it grindstone.
Uh-huh.